Leave Hulk alone. Hello, Tom.
Dana, what's going on?
Not much. I am glad to be recording the episode of Two Guys Talking Toys that we're doing now because it's been a frustrating day.
One of them days. Who
One of
said
them days.
We need that song. Just one of them days. When you're angry inside, I get it.
Yeah.
But
other than that, we're doing all right.
Well, that's good. Well, to take your mind off of having a not so great day, you get anything? You get anything fun?
Yes, I did. And one of them is out there. I just didn't take it out of the box, but I got the new G.I. Joe classified Cobra Jeep thingy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
I didn't get that one. That's the I want to get most of the Cobra stuff, but that one, I haven't had a chance to get it yet.
Yeah, it's cool. I have two. I'm going to be putting one up on a shelf, so if you want to get it, let me know. But I also got the McFarlane, not the animated cartoon, but the comic that followed it, the Adventure Continues comic book after the animated series of Batman. We got the Red Hood.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's sharp looking, and I love the back of his jacket's got the.
And that's the McFarlane one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good looking. I didn't even know he was making that. Now I gotta get him.
Yeah, and you'll love to know. Way to go. You'll love to know that it's got the. Oi! It's got the Jason Todd head that goes with it.
Oh, that is excellent. Because I think, oh, who was it? Did Mezco? I think Mezco did an animated Jason Todd that I actually did get, and
Yeah.
It was great. But I didn't know that McFarlane had done one recently.
Yep.
I'm impressed at the number of Red Hoods that McFarlane has cranked out to the point where I think I've fallen behind. I just recently saw one on a store shelf, and I want to get it, but I'm like, where am I going to put him? I don't have anywhere to. I have so many Jason Todds now, but I still want to keep getting them because I love that
Yeah.
character.
And most of McFarlane's are pretty good. There are a couple of them that he went a little too detail-y. Like sometimes he does that, you know?
Yeah.
But most of them are pretty good. The one with the brown jacket is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm impressed with the variation of styles that they've managed to successfully pull off with that line.
Right. And with that character, because there's the video game one that actually has the hood, you know, over the mask. You know, and then there's the whole Arkham Knight thing that had going on for a little while there. But it's a cool character, one of my favorites, and a lot of cool toys.
Do you know what I want him to do that he'll probably never do because I don't know if it's a
Him
license.
being McFarlane?
I want McFarlane to make from the third Ninja Turtles Batman crossover. And where is our McFarlane Ninja Turtles?
Oh,
Because
yeah,
that
I don't
license
know.
clearly is available. I want in the third crossover, they did what I love to see done in any toy line. They mashed two properties together and like by mash, I mean fusion. So it was like full
Right.
Amalgam Universe style.
Right. That's your thing. You love that.
Oh, it's so good. Batman characters fused with Ninja Turtle characters. So the opening scene is Batman and he's running with the Ninja Turtles, but they've all been fused with a different version of Robin. So I think like Leonardo.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I forgot who. I think Michelangelo was maybe like Tim Drake. Donatello, I don't. You would think Batgirl. Because of the purple, but I think he was someone else. And Raphael
Oh,
was
spoiler.
Raphael was mixed with Red Hood. And that made perfect sense. And
That makes good sense, yeah.
and I want a toy of it, but I don't know if it'll ever happen.
Purple was probably the spoiler.
Oh, probably. That would make sense.
Yeah.
That was a great, a very clever combo that they managed to pull off.
Yeah, that's awesome. What did you get?
Oh, I've been busy. So, well, first let me continue on from what I got. I think it was last week where I talked about my love.
Oh yeah, the Transformers.
My love of blockies. So
they are cool.
they are super cool, and again, they're just like little.
Is that Shockwave up there?
It sure is. Look at how cool he is! It's such a
I like that. It's the old school guys. I love it.
Yeah, and they're cranking them out, man. They've got, and again, like, the articulation is great. You can stand on one foot. They're sturdy. It's, yeah, and again, they're just, I built a bunch of these last night, just hanging out, not doing a whole heck of a lot. And the assembly is simple. The
very practically master mold.
Oh, they're so good. Yeah, they have like a very, you know, the base construction is very similar, and they change, you know, just enough to make them look exactly the way that they should. And I've fallen hard into this. I didn't even care about the Seekers, but now I want all of them because they're cool. They're so nice. So I was in a random Walmart because I last week I just got yeah I just got around to opening the first two, and I got Jazz, who I really really wanted, and then I opened the other three that I got, and it was another Jazz and two Megatrons. So I was like, all right, that's fine. But right after I had gotten the one from Walmart on clearance, I went online, and you can go to AliExpress right now, and I got not one, but two more sets of these.
You bought the whole case. Oh, nice.
It's a case of nine. Again, used my eBay earnings to just go straight to AliExpress, and you can get a case of nine, no duplicates, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Each wave has a chase variant, which I don't care about, but it's kind of cool that there's the potential to get a chase variant. I think the
gonna be gold.
There actually is a set of gold character blockies.
There you go.
I think one of the chases is like, usually like a metallic Optimus or a metallic Shockwave or Soundwave, which I don't care about, but I can't get enough of them now. And then to top it off, I was in a random other Walmart and found in their clearance section another just cluster of, I think, like six or seven. And I
nice.
Normally I subscribe to the, you know, if you see three, take one or two and leave one for the next collector. Mm-hmm. Not with these, because you don't know what you're going to get, because they're blind packed. So also,
you don't know, right? Yeah, yeah.
And only a couple.
So the picture on the box means nothing. It's always prime.
Yeah, it's you're gonna get, like, you might get prime, but the rest of them, it's so good, and they're so much fun. And I maintain that this line, Blockies, I'm presuming the name of the company itself is Blockies. They've got other licenses under their belt.
Just wanted to ask you, what other licenses do they have?
They've done Ultraman. I know there's a few other anime that I'm not familiar with that I know that they've tackled. And they, I don't know if they've done Kamen Rider or not. But these guys in particular, I just feel like, man, I said it last week, but I'll say it again. Give me Mega Man. Give me a full line of this. Give me Mega Man. And at that point, you can just pack out, you can fill out the wave and pay your Mega Man tax with him in whatever number of colors, when he's gotten whatever master's weapon. And they're just quickie little kits that are cool. The proportioning is great. And I started thinking even more about it. Imagine this line as Battle Beasts.
Oh, that would be cool.
They're a little, these are maybe 4 inches. At least about 4 inches.
And that sort of animated look is good for them.
So they're about,
yeah, size, look about four, yeah.
About size of the Joy Toy. So about 4 inches. So now you're scaling up and you know, bumping up that size class from the originals a little bit. But the articulation on these, fantastic. The amount of reuse you can get out of this line, fantastic. And that's what Battle Beasts would need. And then you can just like when you were a kid, you'd swap them and pop the arms off and swap the heads, make your own characters. And this just...
I didn't do that when I was a kid, Tom.
Oh, well. You didn't do that?
No, with G.I. Joe guys, once they broke and you could take them apart, we did customize those. But I don't purposely break toys, Tom. I have a hard time with it.
Oh, See, I would recommend starting slow. I gotta ease you into this. So I would recommend starting slow. Buy a toy that you don't care about.
Like, there is no toy I don't care about.
Pick one up, knowing that I'm gonna get home and I'm gonna cut this guy's arms off, or I'm gonna you have to get two. Get two toys from a toy line you don't care about, and know that you're gonna Frankenstein those things into something else. You're gonna repaint it. You gotta maybe add some Sculpey to it. And then that'll be a new experience for you, and hopefully not cause you too much stress.
I don't know. But I'll try it.
This has been Blocky's week because not only did I get these, I've ordered more. I'm in deep. I need help. I'm in deep. I'm drowning in Blocky.
You need an intervention.
We're gonna have an intervention
at lunch tomorrow.
This is why. And I wonder about this with other collectors. This is why I don't drink or do drugs, because look how quickly I got addicted to those. Can you imagine? Man, that'd be terrible.
I'm glad they don't make a Blocky's pipe.
Don't do that. Just fill it with Blockies. And I don't know if I'll be able to resist. But I've also gotten another package, and I don't know why I sound sad, because I'm sure it's filled with something that I want.
I know, but you did sound sad.
I should really.
Like you're expecting them to send you like a relative's pinky or something.
on this, the day of my godson's wedding.
I'm really kind of craving for candy just now. Do you have any candy in that box?
Oh, that would be nice, but I'm trying to cut down on candy, even though Valentine's Day is coming up, so who might refuse?
Tom gets all the candy from all the women.
Just hearts and hearts and hearts and hearts. And they're like, did you get my heart? I sure did.
Why? And you're like, I broke it right away.
Immediately. It's like, well, you didn't try to give me diabetes. We could be something, but this was your plan.
Oh, don't do that. The next year they'll give you like fruit hearts.
they'd send me like a pack full of chunkies, and then it's really over.
Whoa, whoa, whoa now.
So this is Transformers Legacy Cosmos, and
I like Cosmos.
Generation 2 Breakdown. Yeah, I
love that he changes into a UFO.
It's so great. And I was
he's in it like they're an alien life form, and he changes into a UFO.
And he's so sad. Yeah. He's so alone. I love in the cartoon how just depressed he must be. He's all alone. He just wants to talk. I think there's an episode where he gets in trouble because he goes and thinks there might be someone else to talk to, and there's not. There never is. Or maybe it was in the comics where he was just lonely. And that's why, if you'll indulge my fan comic shipping for a moment, this is why I think if they ever crossed over with GoBots, he's hanging out with Pathfinder.
Yes.
Because those two would hit it off, and they did in my fanfic that caused so much controversy. But these are neat.
Oh, why? Because you combined GoBots and Transformers?
Yeah, I combined GoBots and Transformers, and I made the cardinal sin of not having the Transformers obliterate them.
Right.
So that got a little bit of interesting heat. But for the most part, people seem to enjoy it. And there was views versus comments leads me to think that, like a lot of things, the people that enjoyed it didn't say anything. So that's fine. But these are neat because I know this is the Cosmos is a re-release from the Velocitron set that Walmart carried that not a lot of people saw because their distribution is garbage. So I'm glad that Hasbro's re-releasing these. And I don't think it's an exclusive this time around. I think that these are just being released normally. And Breakdown, I'm super excited for because this is the Generation 2 Reap color of him. So this means that the Menasor that we got last year, or throughout last year, maybe the year before, this means they have to do the other ones. That'll be pretty neat.
Well, you said they have to, so they will.
They better do it. Don't leave us hanging, and don't make them exclusives, because you can't. I mean, you can do exclusives and then normal releases, but you should not, because that's ridiculous. So hopefully we can get the rest of that Generation 2 Menasor, because he's neat.
Neato, peachy keen.
So that's what I got. It's a lot, very Transformer centric, which is funny because
How is that funny? You're like the biggest Transformer fan in the world.
I mean, I do love them, but I don't have nearly anywhere as many on display as I used to. Mm-hmm. And I love them, but there's so much other stuff. Now that the Marvel Legends display has been taken down, I think I can rethink what I plan on doing. Oh, that's the other thing that I want to see.
I want to help you set up your displays. I love doing it.
It is a lot of fun. And I'm super impressed with the displays you had set up with the multiple shelving and the LED lights and the styrofoam risers, which is really cool. That's why I was looking into the ones on AliExpress. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool. But one of the display ideas I had for all the blockies, they would probably look really cool if you had the that Arc Titan,
yes,
they made from the Arc. These would look really cool hanging out just on him in robot mode. So I need to see about getting. I need to get him out of storage because he was one of the few that I actually opened. And he's not in the stack of Titans that I am ashamed of. Speaking of Titans, real quick.
I thought you were saying, speaking of being ashamed, let's continue talking to Dana.
Let's talk about your shame, Dana. Now,
we don't have time.
The recolored Selects version of Trypticon. What are they doing to me?
I was wondering when this was going to come up.
Yep, I have to get, because look, I love the original Titan version of that. He's great. He's amazing. And I love it. I know he has there were some issues with the thighs, like the thigh joints were, mm-hmm. I guess they were I know it's kind of an issue, especially when you get older, but with Trypticon being millions of years old, he had some issues with the hip joints. I think the joint was shearing itself off. So mm-hmm. hopefully they fix that. But the repaint, which is more cartoon accurate. So he's a lot darker. The purple's a little bit richer. Looks amazing. And they had it a side-by-side comparison with the original. And I saw it and I was like, wow, this kind of makes the first one look like, why did I settle for the first one? And the price, not that bad. So immediately in my head.
So you're getting two of them? Yeah, yes, I knew it.
I want two. It's not responsible for me to get two. So I've pre-ordered one.
All right.
For now.
So, and then when you see one in person, then you'll buy that one too.
I think these are online only because they're selects. Because they heard typing about how I think selects is dead because we haven't seen any in a long time. So we got a selects Trypticon. So they showed me, and there's another Wreckers 2-pack where there's I think a top spin or twin twist recolored into their Diaclone colors and a new version of Spinister, who I wasn't interested in until they said he comes with both of his target masters. So that has also been pre-ordered. Thanks, Hasbro.
Hasbro Dirt, giving us what we want.
Giving me what I want. Thanks a lot, Blockies.
So speaking of things people want, I don't know why. That was a horrible segue.
Where are you going with that?
I've had such a frustrating day today. And there were times when I wanted to just rage out and break things. So that brings me to want to speak about my favorite raging, breaking thing hero, the Incredible Hulk.
Yes! Hulk, cue the sad piano. When all the terrible things were happening, did you go for a walk and did piano music play while you were walking?
I put on my best Bill Bixby corduroy pants.
Time to hit that.
And a Western shirt with the snaps. and my hush puppy shoes, and I went for a walk.
I missed that show so much. It was so good. Watching it back, you're like, oh, this has problems, but still so good.
When Bill Bixby passed, man, it was a sad day. It was a sad day.
That ruined my day.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mr. Bixby.
We miss you. So the Hulk, Hulk toys in particular. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I loved the Hulk. And then mm-hmm. when I was an older kid, I still loved the Hulk. The whole, before he got all too complicated. Like once they got mm-hmm. Doc Samson involved and he was evaluating the Hulk. And then there was, it became a mess for a while. And then they cleaned it up and then it became a bigger mess for even longer. but I liked the Hulk as the Hulk,
mm-hmm.
early MCU before they ruined the Hulk,
made
a mess. When the Hulk was simply the burden that males feel mm-hmm. is this the battle between the cerebral self that says that guy's a jerk, maybe I should talk to him and straighten this out, or that guy's a jerk, maybe I should punch him in the throat, right? So that's like the burden of men, right?
And
I remember when I was younger, getting a Hulk toy was awesome. Like, we didn't have a lot of Migos. Like, we would pick them up at yard sales, or grandma would buy them when she saw them at yard sales. But the Hulk Migo toy, and every conversation starts with Migo, but the Hulk Migo toy is one I actually wanted. I wanted the Hulk Migo, and that's where it started, with that toy.
How many versions of that existed? Because I remember seeing pictures. I mean, there's your standard, Hulk, bare-chested Hulk with purple pants. Was there one that came with the lab coat? I feel like there, and I don't know if that was maybe
Yeah, he
a
had the
later.
sleeveless, like, sort of the Barber Beefcake look going on. Yeah, and then they made a 12-inch one, and I have that one as well. I love that figure. That came out, I don't know, early 80s maybe, 12-inch, maybe 13. He's big. Full, ball joint shoulders. Elbows, bent at the knees, ball hips, just a phenomenal figure. And when I found it in good shape not long ago, just several years ago, I picked it up right away. That figure, I was so excited about that figure, because he would gen like last week I was talking about our Wayne Gretzky, Elvis Presley, Indiana Jones adventures. When I threw the Hulk in there, it was a whole different.
Whole dynamic
A
changes.
whole different thing. It was a whole different thing. And I loved that Hulk, and still, and I remember talking about when we first got the LJN Hulk Hogan, the rubber LJN Hulk Hogan, and we didn't have any other ones. But we had the Rage in a Cage Hulk that would go into this, you'd build this little snap together cage around him. And you'd put a fish tank tube connected to his back, and you had a hand pump, and then he would blow up and break out of the cage.
Great.
Yeah, he wasn't articulated. He was just, a very thick rubber balloon, but detailed, sculpted, and purple pants, big feet, the look he has. But the bottom half was solid. It wasn't articulated. But he would wrestle the Hulk, wrestle Hulk Hogan on our mini air hockey table over the rights to be called the Hulk.
Mean to step on your copyright there, brother.
Yeah, but he had perfect hands to throw because he had that rubber. So you'd put him on and just kind of chuck Hulk Hogan around. And he was still twice the size of Hulk Hogan. So it was nice, even at an early age, to see Hulk Hogan get beat up by the Hulk.
Remco make a how was it called? Like a log throwing Hulk? There's a lot of throwing going
There
on
was
with
a lot of
figure.
throwing with the Hulk and bending. And then, yeah, so those are Hulks. And then the Pocket Heroes, that Hulk. I have that Hulk too. I loved recollecting all the Hulk toys when I was a kid. And that little Marvel Pocket Hero Hulk, which is a very dark green, very dark, like a forest green. It's weird. It's like he looks like Sprite from the J Jolly Green Giant.
That's always kind of interesting to look at the fact that there is no one specific green that the Hulk is. I mean, they call him like the Emerald Giant or whatever.
The
But
Emerald
yeah, like
Giant, yeah.
looking up a lot of the older,
That's very Thor.
yeah, looking up at a lot of the older Hulk figures, some of them are like the Cage one looks very olive in color.
Yes.
The log throwing one, kind of not neon, but like a much brighter green than you would
Oh
normally
yeah,
imagine for
he's
Hulk.
very I don't even know what green that would be, but he's very, very green.
You get the
Fern,
whole
like a fern green.
spectrum. Is your inner shirt green or is that yellow and that's just the light?
It's sort of a lime green.
Oh, I'm sure he's been that color in at least one release from Toy
I'm channeling my Green Lantern Hulk today. Yeah, there were toys. And then and I've spoken about the Toy Biz Hulk too, which was kind of the next one. It had that great action where you could have the lever on the back to make his arms go up and down, but then you could pull part of it to make him do his flex to put Hulk Hogan to shame.
I always kind of wondered if you're producing a toy line, especially someone like Toy Biz, and you've got X number of slots to fill, and
Yeah.
you've budgeted out XYZ, and like you said before, a lot of the bodies shared kind of the same buck. So you're kind of starting from that with a lot of them, and then changing up the paint or making minor tweaks. If you're going to put the Hulk in your line, then things got a little bit, probably a little more expensive, or you would move the funds around Because right. he had to be bigger. Like, you had to make him physically large. You can't just take a figure and repaint it into the Hulk. I mean, you can, but it's a terrible idea. And right. I'm glad they haven't. As far as I know, they've never done that. It's always been like a new buck. It's always been like a big, veiny, scary-looking creature.
Yeah.
And I like that that kind of gives them permission to go kind of above and beyond for that particular body type.
You know what? I'm surprised that we haven't gotten from anybody the Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
You would think.
With that weird, like, you know, like Dutch boy paint hairdo. Yeah.
The kind of spray we can see where they like they couldn't quite cover the whole thing.
But they gave him that prosthetic, that very Neanderthal looking face. And
especially now that Hasbro has been mostly for Spider-Man, they have been really, really on point getting all those different versions of Spider-Man out there, reaching into the Tokusatsu version, the old school movie version that had the cotton webbing, they've gone all out on it. And I don't know if it's maybe like a rights issue, because I know they had issues doing the live action Spider-Man stuff in the MCU I don't remember if it was Tom Holland or Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire that they had issues with, but maybe it's a likeness thing. But
it could be a likeness thing. But I would love if Legends did a tribute Tupac with Bill Bixby and the Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
I would be all over that. Look, I'm gonna say some positive words for NECA, which may not be that much in vogue these days. If NECA could go through the effort, they put in the effort to find the guy that played Tatsu in Ninja Turtles 2. They tracked this man because apparently that was maybe one of the only things he ever did on film, because he was an actual like legitimate, like I think he was a karate master. I know he taught martial arts. I don't know what kind, but that was it for him. And then years and years and years and years passed, and NECA wanted to do the entire live action line, and they were like, well, we got to do Tatsu at some point, right? And he vanished. He was a ghost. Mm-hmm. So they tracked him down, and he would not talk to them because he thought it was a joke. And he was like, why would anyone want an action figure of me? Because they went through a similar thing with the guy that played
Kiss. But even if he thought nobody would want it, they're going to pay you. So say yes.
He had no interest. Well, they went through a similar thing with the guy that played Casey Jones. They went to him, who was much easier to find, and they're like, hey, we want to make an action figure of you from that time you were in Ninja Turtles. And he was like, why do people want to own a toy of me? That's weird. No. And it took the actress who played April O'Neil talking to him, like getting in touch with him, being like, no, it's really cool. It's fun. This is the culture of it. Where he was like, oh, okay.
Right.
Then he tracked down the guy that played Tatsu, and I think he has since passed. Ooh. And they worked out something with his estate. So now we have a toy of Tatsu. So I refuse to believe that Hasbro couldn't track down whoever Bill Bixby's estate is, maybe make contact with Lou Ferrigno and give us a...
Especially Lou Ferrigno's been in the MCU.
Yeah.
He's been in the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. I feel like that is something that should be doable, and people are clearly into getting like the live action versions of these characters. So I will admit the live action MCU versions of the Hulk are not my cup of tea. We've got Brave, what is it, Brave New World coming out for Captain America. The new Captain America is coming out. Harrison Ford is going to be Red Hulk. It looks ridiculous. They've made his face look like Harrison Ford. And I hate, let's talk about that real quick. I hate, as much as I love the MCU, I absolutely hate that they made the Hulk's face look like the actor that's playing him. And this is strictly an MCU thing, because when Ed Norton did the Hulk's face was totally different. And to me, that is correct, because the Hulk is not Bruce Banner. He's a different persona. He's a different personality. He's a different being. So when he comes out, and we've got to ignore the fact that he's completely restructuring his face.
He also triples in size.
He's made from gamma, all that fun stuff. Yeah. But the Hulk's face and Banner's face should look nothing alike. So when they made his face look like Ruffalo, that would be funny if they'd look like Ruffalo's face. Like, what's happening?
It's the bowler.
when they made his face look like Ralph, and I'm like, no, that's not the, you're completely missing the point. So of course in Brave New World, Red Hulk looks like Harrison Ford's face, and right. it looks ridiculous. Although I do admit, I do think it's funny how little Harrison Ford cares. He does not care that he's in this movie. He doesn't care.
He's just
care
having fun. Spoilers.
He's just doing it to
he's
do
Harrison
it.
Harrison Ford. That's he can do whatever he wants.
He just wants you to get off his plane, and I wonder if that's going to appear in the movie. But let's let's talk about
no ticket.
But let's talk about because I saw a review of the Red Hulk figure that's come out for the line. I've seen it in Target, and I didn't get it because I don't want it.
I've seen it. I don't want it.
No, I don't want it. But
I hated the Red Hulk in the comics.
Oh, see, I actually
the best one I liked was in the Agents of Smash. I liked that Red Hulk.
I did like that version, and that's all right. So let's talk about Agents of Smash, because this gets into one of the things that I like.
We skipped right over a whole bunch of Hulk toy history.
That's fine. We'll get back to it. We'll come back to it. But yeah, I want to talk about Agents of Smash because that
toy line was good.
Yeah, it's a great show. The toy line was fun, but I would love to see it a more Marvel Legends version of it, because
They're gonna ruin it. Well, I liked how it looked. It was still a toy. It was still a toy, and it had that animated look. It was perfect.
Well, you go Spider-Verse with it, because the Marvel Legends Spider-Verse figures, spot on. Like they do the job they're supposed to
do. They did a very good job with that. Yeah, I'll admit that.
And I actually like having the option. Again, like, I'm not big on like live action movie figures, but I do love that the Spider-Verse figures have that aesthetic that we saw in the film.
Absolutely.
So we got the cartoons. I'm sorry, I'm an articulation snob. I want them to move more and do more things. I do like those variations of the Hulk. I guess we can, with Agents of Smash, we got A-Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
We got Red Hulk. Mm-hmm. We got Scar. We got She-Hulk, yeah. Which was cool. And they were all like, I like that their outfits were kind of individualized for this show. Red Hulk more radically different than he's ever looked in any appearance.
Right, he had that military look with the cargo pants and
And I know for a while in the comics he was sporting the full mustache, the aviator shades, and I want that version of him as a figure because that's cool. And you give him. You go all Punisher with him. You give him just ridiculous amount of guns.
Yeah. And
the Hulk is one of those characters that I buy just toting around a mini tank as a handheld weapon. Just, why not? Because it's the Hulk.
Yeah.
But I want toys of those, but I want them to be Marvel Legends style. Speaking of which, let's A-Bomb. I like the character. I know a lot of people groan because that was when it was almost like the mutant problem when you get a new writer. Everyone's got to make their own mutant.
Red Hulk time, there were too many Hulks running around.
The Venom problem where everyone came on, had to make a symbiote, and you had kind of like your Hulk problem where Hulk became the event. And I remember there being an event where everyone became Hulks. And although a lot of the designs looked really cool, we don't need a bunch of running around. And they hit the point where they did essentially their House of M, their version of House of M, but with Hulks, where they created a random new personality. I think it was like Doctor something or like Doc Green that emerged. And then that version of the Hulk went around killing off / D-gamma powering a bunch of the other Hulks that existed. So like A-Bomb went away. I think Doc Samson survived, but Lyra went away. Oh, Hulk's children. I would like to see get updated, like fully updated toys. But they shrunk the number of gamma radiated people. We're like, Red She-Hulk went away. What's
Thank goodness.
Up with that about? I kind of like that. But Betty already turned into Harpy. So there's that. But give me, I like that there's been so many different versions of the Hulk that we've gotten in toy form, and yet there's still so many left to do that we've never seen in toy form. We have gotten a first appearance Gray Hulk.
We did. With the first Marvel Legend line.
Yes.
That was the very first sign, and I was like, "Wow, they went to the bat with the Gray Hulk right away!"
I was
Like, and he
impressed.
had that Frankenstein
Yep, he had
monster look.
yep.
Yeah, it was really good.
And they mixed it. What I like the most about that figure is that they mixed in a little bit of green, because
And
so
his
it's not like,
veins and
yeah,
stuff. Yeah.
it's like a flat gray. It's kind of got a few hints of green to it, and I love that. That I'm presuming that that is a throwback to the reasoning for him being gray initially and then turning to green.
Right.
And I like that Marvel took that and ran with it, and then we get Joe Fixit, who is such a great character.
Yeah, and both all the figures early on, Toy Biz did that Hulk line that had Hulk, like Raging Hulk, and then Smart Hulk when he had the like 80s Sylvester Stallone look with the black tank top, and they did the Maestro and Hulk 2099 and Joe Fixit. And they were bigger figures, just phenomenal. And they also threw in Absorbing Man right in that line. It was so well done. I love that line of figures.
It's great.
And that big Hulk had the same action with the up and down and the flex
Oh,
thing.
yeah, it did. I forgot that Toy Biz was still in court, even though they were doing both Marvel Legends and kind of the more, aimed at kids figures, they would still take the time to incorporate an action feature if they felt it was
Yeah.
warranted. A lot of them didn't have it,
Yeah,
but it
he
was.
was the only one in that line that had it, but it was cool.
Yeah, I remember that version. That version of Scar was really good. There was a second wave of that, wasn't there? Or was it based on the Hulk cartoon? Because I remember there being, there was like a two-headed character. There was
Right, yeah,
like
that
mutated
line
Hulk.
was different than the Hulk cartoon line. Yeah, but they did have the Incredible Hulk cartoon line, the Fox superhero afternoon line. Yeah.
I love the Maestro that they did for that line. He's great because he looked just like his comic appearance. He had the
Yeah.
bandolier with all the
With Strange's cape in the back, yeah, dragging the hammer behind him.
And we've had one since. Like they did that deluxe version, and it's good, but it doesn't. I kind of just
I
want
still think the first one's better.
to know is. Yeah, I know his look has changed a little bit in the comics, but just give me that original. And
Yeah.
he's one of those characters that I would also love to see in the movies, but also I kind of don't, because I don't know. I don't want a quippy,
No.
silly, nonsensical maestro. Please don't do. I take it back. Don't do Maestro in
No,
SCP.
don't. When I first experienced that character and just the morbid bandolier with all of the helmets
Oh, it's so
on
heavy.
there and Doctor Strange's cape and Thor's hammer, I
Because
was like,
that
this
series.
is the most badass thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Because the build-up to it is great, because when you start reading the story, and the first thing that you're introduced to is Rick Jones's museum of all the characters that are dead, and like
Right.
Wolverine skeleton and like all that fun stuff, and you're like, wow, this is really macabre. And then you get Maestro, who's got like just wearing all the pelts of his enemies, and it's phenomenal. But I would like to get, we've gotten the one or the updated version in the current Marvel Legends line, but I would like one that's a little bit more based on that, with
Like
all
more
the stuff.
intimidating. He's got to have that presence, you
I
know?
wouldn't mind him being a little bit bigger, because it's been years, and you think that he should be larger. He should be big.
Yeah.
Make him bigger. Also, I'm sorry, just circling back real quick. I want a toy of A-Bomb. I know
They did make the little
we
one.
got yeah we got him in Marvel Universe. We've had how many Abominations since then?
Not as many as we should, though, but yes.
No, we definitely should have had more. We had that terrible Gamerverse one that has a cool body and a terrible
Oh, yeah,
Giuliani
it's
looking face.
terrible, yeah.
But
Rudy Giuliani, yeah, he did look
at
like
that
Rudy
face. It looks
Giuliani.
just like him. It's so weird. Teeth and everything. But
Yeah.
give me the Abomination and paint him blue. That's all you have
That's
to
all you have to do.
do.
Yeah. Did they make him? Did they do a select, some Marvel select, a Diamond select?
There is a Diamond Select version of Abomination, and
I
it's one
know there's
of
Abomination and it weighs a metric ton. You could
that
like
you can hurt
that
somebody
that's a
with
blunt
that.
force trauma instrument right there.
If you run at somebody with Abomination in one hand and Juggernaut in the other, you're gonna win.
And do a whole
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you're going up against, you'll win. Give me that. Speaking of Marvel Select, their Hulks have been great. I know for the
Absolutely.
longest time, like the stand-in, and I still want to get the Red Hulk from that line, because huge. He's excellent. The green version is also really, really good.
My favorite Marvel Select Hulk was the Disney Store exclusive Planet Hulk.
That is one of the best Hulks that
Oh my gosh, so good.
The detailing is phenomenal, and it fits. Like, you sit that into your collection, and it really stands apart from everyone else because, yeah, the sculpting is amazing, and the accessories are spot on.
Yeah, it's perfect. No notes.
And I do like the I like the one that I don't think the Toy Biz get around to making Planet Hulk or had the license changed back to Marvel when we got the first version of their Gladiator Hulk. Because it's not bad. It's just the jointing and whatnot.
It wasn't good. It was slim. It looked weird. Yeah.
The Build-A-Figure Hulk is actually large, or the Build-A-Figure Planet Hulk is actually a little bit bigger than I remember it being. I remember when I was clearing the shelves out and got him, and for just a second was like, wait, is this the select one? No, this is not the select one because it's smaller, but it's still way bigger than I remember it being.
And yeah, that was a good one. But all of them will fail in compared to that select one.
Yeah, if you pick your Planet Hulk, the Marvel Select one is definitely the way to go. So I just keep thinking about all of the
serious there.
Yeah, I just keep thinking about all of the.
Gonna have a moment.
if you will allow me to discuss some serious matters pertaining to the Hulk. I love that there's been so many variations of the Hulk that we've gotten. Yeah, you know, like I said, we were talking about the Red Hulk. I love that War Hulk that was from Age of Apocalypse that I really wish they would redo, because that figure maybe one of the best versions of
that Hulk. That is a good one.
And who was that I don't remember the name of it or what story it was from. There was a mechanical version of Hulk, like a cyborg Hulk.
I do remember that.
It was huge and it looked really cool. And I don't remember what story it was from, but it looked awesome. And of course, aftermarket on it is ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. Gosh, I don't remember that storyline. I do remember the figure. I don't remember the storyline.
And I love the Hulk's Rogues Gallery.
Yes.
It has such a great assortment. I mean, you've got your standard leader. And I like that we've actually gotten some pretty good versions of him. I'm waiting for Hasbro to redo. We've gotten the Conehead leader.
Right, which is, of course, the one everybody wants with the gaudy colors.
But we haven't gotten the weird, like, bulb-headed version of him that I think Toy Biz made a couple of figures of.
Yeah, yeah. Toy Biz made a very good leader figure in the animated Hulk line. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It's you know... It's got the limited articulation because it was the Toy Biz pre-Legends.
Yeah.
It's got the orange with the black, triangle down the front. But his head is, it's just perfect. I love that figure. I love that figure. It's my favorite leader figure.
You know what I wish they would make? And again, it's just simple. And that's kind of what I like.
He's one of those figures that's hard to make, and I don't understand why. Like Sinestro. It's hard to make. Why, we haven't gotten a really good Sinestro, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, it's just you don't have to do anything special for the body. It's all in the head. That's all you change.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm waiting for. There was a story that came out a few years ago, and it was like Red Hulk, and he had a team together, and I think the leader had been depowered, and they were using him to fight. Like they needed him to track something down. So Red Hulk had him, and he's just being an absolute jerk to him because that's how Red Hulk is.
Right.
And after a certain point in time, leader's gamma reactivates, or being around Red Hulk's gamma reactivates the leader. So they'd had him like in the back of some random truck the whole time. And then they go over to it, they open the back doors, and the leader looks like...
This is vaguely familiar, yeah.
Except that he's red. And they called him Red Leader for however long that story lasted, and then went away. But it was a really neat... Just
Red Leader going simple. In.
Yeah, it's like, give me Red Leader. That'd be kind of cool. I was disappointed that this person changed, but yeah, that's fine. But like a figure of that would be really neat.
But, we can't speak about Hulk toy lines without speaking about the Dark Ages.
Just getting to that.
The Ang Lee movie toys. Is that what you were getting at?
Oh my goodness. The Hulk dogs that somebody somebody out there said, this is a good idea. Let's mix poodles and pit bulls and bulldogs with Hulk blood and make them into weird, silly looking Muppets. And we'll put that in an actual movie. Also, we'll have to find a giant wire for no reason.
McNulty would do that. Yeah, and not only that was the concept horrible, but the scenes were terrible because they were so dark. They were like, this is terrible. We don't want you to actually see it. So we'll put it in giant redwood forest with arboreal monster dogs fighting the Hulk. Brilliant.
They had to keep the lights low because you don't want to, you know, Nick Nolte was very hungover and you didn't want to upset him.
Right.
I'm still convinced that he just wandered onto set and started interacting with them and they're like, just film it. That's fine.
And then when he mocked Eric Bana and went, ah! They were like, keep it. He's in. Cast him. those things. Now, they did make a big one that was sort of, that hollow plastic. What's the word I'm looking for?
That was an interesting. Yeah, it was a rotocast.
Yes.
And it was an interesting attempt because that was one of the first. I will give them credit for that, or for at least what they were trying to do. It was one of the first figures of that size that they tried to fully articulate.
I think I have that.
I have it somewhere. I don't know if it's still in one piece or if it has completely flattened out, because that was the problem with that figure. And I don't know if it was the plastic quality or if it was just too many cuts in a figure that large that was not solid.
Right.
But yeah, man, that I remember getting it and it wasn't bad. It's just I just needed a big
figure. No, it was just really articulated, which was the coolest thing about it. Yeah.
When summertime hit, that Hulk had no chance of standing ever.
Nope.
If any of them exist anymore, they're probably just puddles of flattened plastic because I remember that thing just caving in on itself and not being able to support its own weight.
Yep. Knock-kneed.
That
you can actually sit and watch it melt.
Yeah.
It's like putting cheese on something in the microwave.
Would happen in real time. Kraft Hulk. He melts. just watching the corners bend down, just all sad.
If they made him yellow and just called him Velveeta or something, that would have been awesome.
The funny thing is, I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure that is also the base body for wrestling figures that came out around the same time. Because I remember there being like a large figure of The Rock.
They didn't articulate the knees though, right?
No, they were still experimenting with cuts.
I think they figured out not to do the knees.
Yeah, so like the thighs had cuts and the lower calf had just a straight cut. So you could
make them pigeon-toed if you wanted to.
And it was not the best plan. Good attempt, like good effort. Like I appreciate what they were trying to do. And I remember at the time thinking it would be really cool because even back then I wanted to resurrect in humanoids. It would be really cool to get, you know, like an articulated large monster done like this, and he caved in on himself. And I was like, maybe we go in a different direction.
Yeah, maybe not. But those movie line figures were the perfect representation of that crappy movie.
Yeah,
because they were terrible.
And I guess I even maybe I don't know if they deserve credit for getting it so spot on, or if they deserve hate for being so spot on. Because it's not their fault that the movie was bad. It's just
right. They were weird figures because they had a lot of articulation. So they thought then they had to add a lot of detail. Like they were veiny, had weird colors.
Yep.
The hair was just too much. It was like the movie. It was just too much. Like too calm much. Down. Just... Like the only thing the movie did right was the Hulk fighting the army in the desert.
Yes.
That scene, I could watch that on a loop. The rest of the movie, garbage.
There's one moment.
The figures were garbage too.
There's one moment that I enjoyed when he's fighting Nick Nolte / Absorbing Man. I'm sorry, spoilers for a bad movie that you should have watched. But when he turns into
Absorbing Man. When they're up in the sky?
And you just saw the silhouettes of him fighting. Like that was kind of cool. And I can't tell you anything else about that movie because it's garbage.
Yeah.
Watch us get besieged by Ang Lee fans because we're wrong.
I don't dislike Ang Lee. I dislike Ang Lee's Hulk.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, I still get it. Like the Hulk is a force of nature
Just wait until they do Incredible Hulk Homecoming, where they retroactively make people forget that that movie is bad, just like they made that people forget Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man was bad.
Right. I would actually be interested in seeing how they do that, if they brought Lou Ferrigno's Hulk in and did, like, I'd be with it. I'd do it. Although I'm sick of that.
Bring them all back. They're, yeah. Supposedly they got the rights back, so they are. I believe they should be working on a standalone Hulk movie.
But
I just
they already ruined them.
Well, listen, if they do, they can't do Onslaught. But if they get rid of Smart Hulk, because the Hulk's entire career in comics alone completely turned around once they got rid of Smart Hulk. I always loved that it was just a general consensus. Smart Hulk kind of sucks.
Right, Smart the Hulk is the Hulk. Rage. The Hulk is rage. He's not supposed to be cerebral.
But I do like the multiple personalities thing. I mean, it is definitely abused.
Right. When it was Banner and Hulk, yeah. But when it went into,
I'm on board depending on the story. Speaking of like toy lines, I would love to see if they did a toy line based on there was a really good story called The Immortal Hulk, and they kind of took it back to basics when like Hulk would only appear at night, and during the daytime that was Bruce Banner's time, and he had to get somewhere before nighttime, and the Hulk would come out regardless of
very werewolf-esque.
Yeah. And it was very much, it was almost like watching body horror. There was a lot of body horror in that series where Hulk would come out. It was a new personality. And a lot of the better stories is questioning who's in charge. Like, this Hulk doesn't act like regular Hulk. So what's going on in there? And it was a really good story. And the reveal was that, I'm sorry, spoilers for everyone that wants to read Immortal Hulk. I recommend you go and read it. But if you want spoilers, skip ahead 5 minutes.
Just don't listen to Tom.
Don't listen to me. The reveal was that it was Devil Hulk that was the one that was in charge, and that was why he was being so ruthless. And the initial creation of Devil Hulk is a silly thing that they put in years ago. And this writer made him a really cool idea, the notion that this was the first personality that Banner created when he was young and being abused. And his job was to be like the stand-in father. Like Savage Hulk is the angry child.
Right.
Devil Hulk is the doting parent who will do anything to protect him, which is what he wanted when he was a kid. And the envisioning of him in the comic, he's not like a typical Green Hulk. He almost looks a little like Stegron. He's large, he's scaly, because the initial version of him was more reptilian than the other ones. And it's such a great looking figure, and he's much larger than the other personifications of the Hulk, even within like the Hulk's mindscape. And I want a figure line of the Immortal Hulk line, because he looks visually different. Like, he almost kind of looks like First Appearance, where he's got a little bit more of a brow. He's got the slouch. I would love a figure of him. They brought back Harpy because she hasn't been used for a long time. The Joe Fixit in it takes an interesting twist. The Absorbing Man has some weird, creepy body horror that happens to him. And I would love a line.
Yeah, Absorbing Man should be all about the body horror.
100%. Like, just based on the stuff that he absorbs, or his body reaction based on the things that he took into himself, that would be really cool.
Right.
But give me him.
I always liked, a little off topic, but I always liked the animated Batman animated series when they did a little bit of like kid friendly body horror with Clayface, when like Batman was inside of him and you'd see Batman like trying to get out. Yeah.
And then the burst through the shoulder when he'd
make it explode, or the thing come, he'd shoot the grappling hook. Yeah.
Even the final scene of his first appearance when he's in the room and it's got all the pictures of him and
And all the faces. Yeah.
And then they start to distort, so it's very,
That scene is so well done.
But I want more foes of the Incredible Hulk. We've gotten a lot. Like, through the years, like, Marvel Legends has cranked out.
Right, we have. Really good. So we got Abomination, right? We got the leader. Yep. We got Red Hulk.
Yep.
We've gotten,
We got Wendigo.
We got Wendigo. We got Absorbing Man.
They even made Xenu. who is super obscure, who I enjoy, and it's fun. Like his most recent version was in that Immortal Hulk storyline where there's some body horror that goes on with him. That's right. Pretty cool.
They made him into Toy Biz line. Yeah,
that's right. They did make a figure of him.
Yeah,
we need. See, that's another one. We need a new version of him, and they could. Yeah. Now, would you accept a figure of him that is done in the same way? You remember when NECA did the electric gremlin from Gremlins 2?
Yes, when it was kind of flat.
Yeah, it was just late. Would that work for you as, I want to say it's Zax or Zix or
whatever. It's Zix with a Z, ZX, right? Yeah, sounds like, I don't know, baseball cards in there, spokes.
I would accept that if Marvel Legends just like made him an accessory for someone.
It would be a tough one to do because the Toy Biz was that yellow and orange, mm-hmm. almost flame looking kind of amorphic thing.
Yeah.
And it worked for that line.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know you could pull that off for him. Like they did the same thing with what was that digital guy? Warlock.
Oh yeah, Warlock.
Yeah, when they made that weird figure of him with the...
It's very strange.
It looked almost Spider-Verse-y.
Yep.
But like you couldn't pull that off in a Marvel Legends style.
Yeah.
It would look terrible. So, I don't know. That would be a tough figure to pull off, which is probably why they haven't done it yet.
I would love to see them make a... And you can go box set with this. The UFOs.
Yes.
Like X-Ray and Vector and Vapor. Like I would love to see... And just a simple 4-pack... A lot of them could just be reuse. Although I don't know how you would create X-Ray because he's just a void with the shooting line. So I don't know how you would pull it off, but I'd like to see them try.
You sounded like you just challenged them.
Okay, prove me wrong, Hasbro. Make the UFOs.
The UFO mofos.
Yeah, you know, you could go like you make a clear figure with Vapor and make the torso and the bottom half swappable, just like Cannonball, because it's doable. Yep. Clearly, you have a little Vapor base for Vapor, or just legs if you want them. Yeah, give me that. Or who is it? I forgot who the fourth guy.
We never got a Betty Ross, did we?
We have never gotten a Betty Ross figure, as far as I know. I don't think we have. And
General Ross.
No, not his human form. We've only gotten Red Hulk. There's a lot.
It's weird. Even through the MCU, they made a lot of the regular like agent guys, but they never made who's it? William Hurt.
I don't recall.
Yeah,
but yeah, we've never gotten one. I think they finally got around to making a Bruce Banner Hulk or a human version of Bruce Banner.
They did the Marvel Legends did the mm-hmm. comic version of him. Remember, he was the two-pack, and then they did. Ruffalo.
Yeah. They'll
probably do Harrison Ford, I would imagine.
I wonder if they will, because we've gotten like Red Hulk, but I don't know if they'll do one for Ford. I don't know if
they've already got his face, Hasbro.
Oh, that's true. He is in the Black Series.
Yeah.
Double up. Or I wonder how easy.
Let's just use the one from the last movie.
Yeah. Oh, see, this could be, and I don't know if you want a General Ross that is Harrison Ford, but this could be a first custom for you. pick up any Marvel Legend, just dude in a suit. Pick up any Black Series Han Solo. Just swap the heads. Just rip that Marvel Legend head right off.
And we have who did the Indiana Jones figures?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't remember. Was it Mattel?
I think it was Mattel.
May have been Mattel. Mm-hmm. Not sure, but could be. So I think we've hulked everyone out.
We hulk smashed it.
Real quick, one of the other fun things about the Hulk and the toy lines and the things that he inspired, so many other just kind of like side things that the Hulk has kind of helped get made. Those Hulk hands.
Oh, they're still making them. I love it. The first ones were big old honking. Like you could pop somebody with those and not feel too guilty about it. And then they made the ones with the poles in the middle.
Yep.
But they're still making them now. They made red ones. I love them.
Yeah, and it became like a base. Like you can make different. I remember them making different hands or different types of hands or like thing hands for a while.
Right.
And then
I've even seen them where you can put a can in them.
that's the best.
So it's like a huggy that you can wear as a fist.
And it would make like the smashing sounds, and they were
Yes.
pretty neat. Like I liked it, and that he inspired so many other different toy lines. You know, he's part of all the Mashable lines. Like he's a, no pun intended, an evergreen character for any line that you're starting that involves Marvel.
Right.
Hope for those in some way, shape, or form.
I had a little kid come in just the other day. For those who don't know, I work with young children, and aside from Tom, and he had a purple sweatshirt on, a purple hoodie. I mean, he's like four, and but had a big green old school Hulk on it, like from cartoon days when we were young. It was fantastic. I was like, dude, I want that sweatshirt. Where did you get it?
High five.
Yeah.
All right, so before we wrap this up, question time. What
Questions.
Hulk figure do you want to see get made more than anything else?
More than anything else.
More than anything else, like
I would like, because I'm a big fan of that 12-inch Hulk, and you know they make those I forget what the company makes them, the Titans, those 12-inch figures that you could pick up for 10, 12 bucks at Target or Walmart, which are some of them are great. They're all good, but some of them stand out amongst the others. The Hulk one is not so great, but I would like to see, only because he's not well articulated. Some of them are more articulated than others. I would like to see that old school Mego 12-inch Hulk that I have done as like redone with the ball joints and all that, same size, same dimensions, but redone as the Planet Hulk figure.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Yeah, because you use that Hulk with, let's say, a 7-inch line, and he's the right size. He's You know, it would look good, and that would be such a good display Hulk.
That would be
It probably costs $300, but that's okay.
awesome. Worth it. Doesn't matter. Worth it. Look,
Right, and I want a giant gold edition Ang Lee Hulk.
like the one that was in the wax museum. Just taking up a full corner of your room. There's no
Yeah.
anything else except this giant, ridiculous looking flat face.
Gold. He's got to be gold.
McFarlane will make it happen.
Right. No,
He'd
he'd
be
probably
so
make it
happy.
platinum. Oh, there's one gold figure I want, he'd make platinum.
His masterpiece. Gold edition Platinum Hulk. You'd be like, dang it. Thank you, McFarlane. So I am it's cheating time. So
Oh, Lord.
I would like to have a
You're dastardly.
I want a five pack. I want a Marvel Legends exclusive five pack of the Planet Hulk Warbound, because we've never gotten a full set. We've gotten multiple Planet Hulks, and he looks great. He has no Warbound to go with him. So I want a set that comes with, I mean, I kind of don't need Planet Hulk in that set, but you probably want to include him in that. But Korg, I want Meek.
Yes.
I want both versions of Meek. So I filled up most of the slots already. I want Korg, Meek, the small version of Meek, because he goes through a metamorphosis and becomes like a huge version of himself.
Right.
It's really cool. Elo, who is, I think it's pronounced Elo, who is one of the characters from Sakaar,
Yeah.
and No Name, the priest that's with them. Give me my Warbound. I want a comic accurate Korg. We've gotten the movie
Right.
one, and that character is what he is, and I kind of wish they just made a new character instead of making that Korg. But I want a comic accurate. We've got so many versions of the Thing. Just change his
Right.
head. That's all I have to do. Change his head, make him
Right.
a different
All he
shade
has to do.
of orange, and that's fine. I also want a three pack called A Mother's Love, and
Oh.
I want it to be Kyera, Hirokala, and Scar. Give me
Nice.
those.
You
There's
know,
so
my.
many Hulks and so many versions of him.
Yeah.
And he's got so many characters. And like we said before, there's still so many villains that he has that he has not gotten toys for. Right. He deserves it.
This goes without saying that I already said, ideally, I want the two-pack of Bill Bixby and Luthor again. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be the dream.
Yeah.
It's gotta happen. Get on it.
My one final ad, I want the Black Panther Hulkbuster armor.
Yes.
That he busted out during that awful, we managed to avoid this during the Dark Ages, but I have to bring it up. What was it called? It was when they made Amadeus Cho the Hulk. And it sucked, and I like the character of Amadeus Cho.
I did a lot of groaning today.
It's warranted. He was terrible as the Hulk. I didn't like that series. I just thought it was silly.
I can't believe they made a figure of that.
Yeah, there's a Build-A-Figure of him. But I want that Black Panther Hulkbuster armor was phenomenal looking.
Yes.
Build-A-Figure of it. That would be great. So, all right. That'll do us up for Hulk smashing. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And if you have a Hulk smash story or a Hulk figure that you would love to see made, no matter what the cheat is, let us know. You can get a hold of us at Two Guys Talking Toys. That is the number two. No G after the talking on Blue Sky. That's our handle. On the X Plays, that's our handle. If you want to look at us on Instagram, it is 2G Talking Toys. If you've enjoyed what you've watched and what you are listening to, please give us a like, subscribe to the show. We enjoy it. We hope you enjoy it too. Take care, everybody.
Leave Hulk alone.
Has he ever done that to somebody? Just crushed cave in their skulls. Just
No, not on his, but he's done the slap and then, creates that shockwave. Even Superman bit off of that one time.